This is your King 40 of Nebraska All Sports Leader Hoopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody, on a glorious week two of the Hoopski. My name is Wyatt Kuby. Alongside my partner is Eric Cumley. And we got another exciting week for you. Highs and lows from all types of sports. And we're going to kick it off with football. We had a great first half. We went into halftime tied 7-7. We had all the momentum in the world, and then all of a sudden the momentum left, and we lost that game 27-7 against Dort.
Yeah, as you said, halftime it was 7-7 against Dort, who is a playoff team. They're nationally ranked. So going into halftime, our team was very hyped and ready to continue playing. But then when we came back out, we just didn't show up, really. That's all that happened. I mean, the first possession that Dort had, they drove down the field and scored. And then our offense didn't do anything. And then Dort drove down the field and we blocked a field goal, so that was good.
Yeah, that's a positive.
But, I mean, our offense and really our defense, too, really just did not come back out for the second half. And I don't know why. There wasn't really a good reason for it.
No, there wasn't. It was tough. It was tough going. Dort had a whopping 281 rushing yards, which is not surprising because they are a rushing team, but it's surprising on the fact that Concordia's defense is built around the run and stopping the run. The fact that we gave up 281 rushing yards is not good.
No, it's not. And also the wind played a big factor in our throwing game with DJ McGarvey going 14 for 36. He did have an interception for 108 yards and then one touchdown. The 14 for 36 doesn't look very good, but our receivers, they dropped a lot of balls.
They definitely did. And granted, DJ McGarvey, this is his first collegiate start in his career. He's a freshman coming off the bench and starting in front of Wyatt Ehlers, which was a coaching decision after DJ went 10 for 11 and like four touchdowns in the last two games. The move was reasonable. You know, I understood the move.
Give the kid a shot. See what he can do.
Right, and but not against Dort. I'm sorry. Dort is a very talented program and a very good team. I feel like he should have went with the veteran Wyatt Ehlers to start, at least to start the game. Then maybe bring in DJ McGarver if necessary.
DJ didn't have an awful game. Like I said, the receivers dropped so many balls. I mean, the ball hit their hands and it just fell to the ground. There was no excuse. Like, the DB didn't hit them. They just dropped it. Not just one receiver. There was multiple receivers that had at least four to five drops each.
I think we had like four or five big play opportunities that just fell right through the fingertips of Correll and Arthur Anderson. Colmus had at least two attempts at a big play.
He did. Yes, he did.
And Arthur Anderson, granted, he was blanketed with two defenders on him, but it was a playable play. He could have made the play.
Yeah, and for rushing for the Bulldogs, Devin Ziegler, because Jonah Wyan is out, Devin Ziegler led the team in rushes with 18 rushes and about 70 yards total on that, 3.9 average. It's not bad. You know, you like to see the 100 yards.
Yeah, you definitely do. Next up for Concordia, they will play Northwestern College on September 25th. That will start at 1 p.m., and that is a home game inside Bulldog Stadium. Show up and show out and support your local Bulldogs. This game is actually going to be a really tough and interesting game because Northwestern is ranked number 2 in the nation. So you're talking a very, very tough matchup.
Yeah, and not even just this matchup, but the Bulldogs' schedule, the first four games, three of the four have been ranked playoff teams. So it's a very difficult schedule for us. And for us to be 7-7 at halftime in the Dort game, that's pretty good. And then last year, we were down a touchdown in the fourth quarter against Northwestern and ended up losing that game pretty big too. But we are in both games against both nationally ranked teams. So it should be interesting to see how well we come out.
Oh, definitely. I think this is going to be a great game. I hope our fans show up and show out because this is a good one. Going from American football to what the rest of the world calls football, we go to men's soccer. They played two games last week and lost the first one to Bellevue University on September 15th, 1-2. And then they came home to play Mount Marty on September 18th and won that game 2-0. So they got their first GPAC win of the season and was able to come back and beat Mount Marty after a loss.
Yeah, that's pretty good for them. They had a total of 12 shots, 5 on goal, compared to Mount Marty's 6 shots, 5 on goal. So we beat them in the shot count. That's pretty good. We held Mount Marty to 3 shots in both halves. Garrett Perry scored the first goal for Concordia in the 50th minute. And then just 1 minute later, Yassine Besai scored the second goal for Concordia, and that just put the game away for us. Federico Andrea Simonetti.
Yes, he had 4 saves in the great game.
But congrats to Concordia for winning that game 2-0. Yeah. Next up, they will be home again and face Dort University on September 22nd at 8 p.m. That's a Wednesday, so that should be a good game.
Yep.
After that, they go to Orange City, Iowa, play Northwestern College on September 25th at 3:15 p.m. That's on a Saturday.
Switching over to the women's side of soccer, our women are coming off of a...
They're coming off 2 big victories.
They are. They also played Bellevue and Mount Marty. On September 15th, they played Bellevue and won that game 2-1 in double overtime. And then came home to play Mount Marty and beat them soundly, winning that game 7-0.
Yeah, these women, they really just dominated the second game against Mount Marty. But that first game, they really stuck it out, and it just showed how much they wanted that win. Lena Kerr scored that game-winning goal in the 101st minute.
And to go on with that, our shot count was tied with Bellevue. It was 17-17. We just had more shots on goal. We had 9 shots on goal to Bellevue 6. Our defense was non-existent, but our offense was there to play. You know, making these great attempts. We're putting the pressure on Bellevue, and we're able to fight it out. Obviously, it was a huge opportunity and a huge win for us, because normally our overtime wins have not... Our overtime games have not been wins.
And then going back to that Mount Marty game, our Bulldogs had 19 shots and 12 on goal, compared to Mount Marty's only 5 shots, 2 on goal. So we did very well offensively and defensively, really, with that 7-0 win.
Yeah, our offense literally decided to show up, and our defense played great because our starting goalie, Cassidy Johnson, didn't have to work very hard. She had 0 saves, 0 goals allowed in the first half, and then we put in, because we were dominating, by halftime we were up 6-0. So obviously that's saying something to our defense. And then in the second half, Angela Banks came in and had 2 great saves to keep the shutout alive and for us to win that 7-0. So great all-around play by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's interesting because usually Kaylee Ward is in goal for the Bulldogs, so it's interesting that Cassidy Johnson got the start tonight. But, you know, she did great. The Bulldogs did great. It was just a great all-around team win. Michaela Twitto has broken a Concordia record.
Hey!
She has now appeared in more games than any other Concordia player in women's soccer history.
I guess that does help when you're a 6th-year senior.
Exactly. She's now played in 85 games.
That is impressive. She's going to break that. She's going to set a brand new record because I'm assuming she's going to play the rest of the season. Congratulations to her and for the women, because they are sitting 4-2 right now, 1-0 in GPAC. They will continue the GPAC scourge by playing Dort University on September 22nd inside Bulldog Stadium. That game will start at 5:30. Then they will head to Orange City, Iowa to play Northwestern College on September 25th. That game starting at 1 p.m. Switching gears to the indoor sport, we go to volleyball. Right now they are sitting 8-5 overall, 3-2 in GPEC. They had 2 games over the weekend. They played Doane University on September 15th. They won that game 3-1. And then they went to Hastings, Nebraska to play Hastings and won that 3-0 on September 18th.
Yeah, and over these past 4 games, we have only dropped 1 set. And that was 2 Doane last week, so we have had a very dominant 4-game win streak right now, so that's great for us.
But it's much needed.
Yes, especially with how it seemed a little rocky at a couple of those tournaments that we started off going to. But they've really picked it up now, and they've really showed that they are a top 25 team in the nation. Right now, they are ranked 19th. We're up there for the playoffs right now, but we gotta hold it. It's a long season.
Yep, we definitely do. Some GPAC standings. Midland was ranked number one going into their game. They lost their first game of the season to Doan, a Doan team who is only 13-4 and is not a very good all-around program. Somehow took down the number one team in the nation, Midland. So for us to beat Doan 3-1, I say that's props to us. I think we have a chance if we can, if we ever have a chance to face Midland in the playoffs, I feel like we can beat them again.
Oh, most definitely, because it's easier to play a team the second time. You've played them once, you kind of know what to expect.
It definitely is. So that'll definitely shake up the standings there. And Jamestown, once again, has a dominant program. They are still undefeated and beat Briarcliff 3-0. Most likely will go back to number one very soon. So if you look at all this, we have six teams in volleyball all ranked in the top 25 for GPAC. Talk about a tough, tough schedule. So for the Bulldogs to be 8-5 right now, 3-2 in GPAC, they have played some tough GPAC teams in those losses. So I am still have high hopes that our girls can definitely pull off a great season. I feel like they're another playoff contender.
Oh, most definitely, especially with how they've been playing recently with that four-game win streak. But at that Doan game, Doan and Concordia both tied for 48 kills. Concordia had 5 blocks while Doan had 6, and the set scores went 25-21 Concordia, 17-25 Doan, 25-16 Concordia, and 25-12 Concordia.
Yeah, that first set, it almost looked like we came out expecting Doan to be a certain way, and Doan played above expectations. We were still able to get the first set win, but I think we underestimated them. It should have been a 3-0 shutout, but Doan came out to play. Kudos to our Bulldogs for taking that opportunity and
fixing what needed to be fixed, and exactly, then shutting them out 2-0.
Exactly. So a great way to bounce back after, you know, a surprise first two sets.
Going over to the Hastings game, we won that 3-0 in sets, 25-19, 25-22, and 25-15. So really pretty dominant performance. We had 46 kills compared to their 31. We each had 2 blocks. So
yeah,
blocks and defense seemed a little equal there, but our offensive was just too much for Hastings.
Yep, and once again, senior, super senior, she's been here for a while, Tyra Callahan once again comes up big time with 39 assists against Hastings. Her numbers, if you look at her stats for assists, she's right there in the mix, averaging 35 to 40 assists a game. She is on point. She is the setup master, and she will set up her teammates to be in good positions to make some great kills.
Oh, and it shows too, because 5 players on the Bulldogs had 7 or more kills. So she's just setting everyone up on the court and getting those 39 assists and really opening our offense up.
She's probably the offensive player that you want to run through. Next up for the Bulldogs, they will head to Yankton, South Dakota to play Mount Marty on September 22nd. That will start at 7:30 p.m. Then they will travel back home and play the College of St. Mary on September 25th. That'll start at 4 p.m. Last but certainly not least, we have men and women's cross country who had the Morningside College invite on September 17th. Both men and women's won the meet. So congratulations to them, and you know, that's a huge step up from last meet.
To come out and for both of your teams to win the meet, that's very good. Camden Cessna led the way for the Bulldogs with a time of 25 minutes, 39.16 seconds. He finished second out of all of the racers, not just for our Bulldogs. And for the women's, Grace Ryman finished 18 minutes, 44.73 seconds, and she finished first in the whole race for the women's. So great outings for men's and women's, placing first in both races.
Right. I mean, to be able to have not only your other athletes do well, but to have one of them be in the top three, where you get most of the points there, I think that's huge. Especially for the women's side, having one of your girls just win it all, that helps you a lot in the whole team standings. And on the men's side, when you have a guy to get in the top two, again, that helps you in the standings as a team total. So congratulations to both Cessna and Ryman on getting those high scores for our Bulldogs. They're looking good after that kind of disappointing first meet.
Next up, they will return to the same spot that they ran at in North Sioux City, South Dakota, for the Briarcliff Invite on Friday, October 1st. That race is set for 3 p.m. And you know what? Let's win the thing again. Let's win the race.
I definitely have high hopes for them. I think they can do it again. Let's make it two in a row. And that's all the time we have for you today. Make sure you check us out on Instagram at CUNEKubski. If you have any questions, please email us at CUNEKubski@gmail.com. Again, that is CUNEKUBSKE@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter
at Kubski.
Thank you all for tuning in and have a great night.
Bye. All my life I've barely spoken. Your words have been so broken. I've been under your hypnosis. Why did I sip that potion? I'm so done with holy ghosting. My birth, it is an omen. Lay me down up in the ocean. Until you see no more.